which is more important, your blood family or your business family? I said, blood family is enjoying because of business family. Meetings without execution is what? Bullshit. If you try to sell, you will have no relationship and no sale. But if you try to build relationship, you will have relationship and you will have sale as well. Some top successful people spend 80% of their time sales and marketing. I would suggest, I am Zafar Khan. Welcome to Zafarology. After building multiple businesses, starting as a taxi driver training and scaling into multi-million dollar success, I have learned the exact frameworks that can make any business a success. If you are a business owner who's tired of the guesswork and wants proven strategies to grow and scale, you are in the right place. Let's turn your vision into thriving business. How 99% of small business owners plan their days wrong. Most business people confuse being busy with being productive. And I was definitely one of those people. Not now, but I was. And when I was extremely busy all the time, all day long. But at the end of the day, tired, but I wasn't going anywhere at all. No improvements. Then I had an idea. I thought, why not I should do the most important thing to do one a day. I call that is work of the day, the most important. Then I had another idea. Once I complete my work of the day, then I wanted to do three do or die tasks. So I had four works to do in a day. If I could not finish work of the day, I will take that one to the next day. But if I do finish work of the day, then I go for the next three do or die tasks. And the rest, everything is, you can say whatever you feel like it, you know. And in business, the main business people make mistake is this: they don't pay attention towards bringing money to the company. And for this one, I would like to suggest they get to have every day in the morning they should plan, and at the same day they should say they have achieved or not. That plan should be towards sales and marketing only. The 90% time should be spent sales and marketing. Some business owners and some top successful people spend 80% of their time. But I would suggest 90% of time. Because when you spend 90% of time and the money comes to the business, profits comes to the business, you hire more beautiful people rather than hiring monkeys. You get tigers in the business, you know, and that getting the, when you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. When you hire tigers, you have to serve them with meat. So basically, money can fix this issue. You get beautiful people, wonderful people. And once again, you know, I had been involved in operations too much, doing this one, filing and operations and fixing the website, answering phone calls, you know, emails and quick response. You know, we think the biggest efficiency is quick response. I respond to phone calls. I respond to, no, not really. Depends on email and depends on phone call. If phone call comes from your lovely wife and partner, yes, do it. But if phone call comes from somebody else, you can relax, you know, or how important this is. I was just a little bit joking. What I'm saying is, if the phone call is related to business, related to marketing, yes, get on to it and we should respond to that one. And I had so many meetings with all the staff meetings. And when I said, there are too many meetings, and there was no decision making in those meetings. And sometimes there was a decision making in those meetings. And then sometimes there was we change our mind to improve it, but there was no execution plan. So it was basically meetings without execution is bullshit. Guys, meetings without execution is what? Bullshit. Meeting without execution is bullshit. Meeting should have only four points major. Number one, decide immediately. Decisions are ultimate power, but they become ultimate power only when they're related to execution, when this execution is there. If there's no execution, There's no ultimate power. There's nothing power. Everything is just gas, gas, gas. Meetings, you got to decide immediately. You have to change immediately. Not change for the sake of change, but change to improve. Then, of course, execute immediately. If the meetings are with execution, then these meetings are blessing. These meetings are beautiful. And execution, I believe, and I suggest is within 1 week of the meeting. Either an execution start or complete execution, depend on the project. So execution is the real key in business. So instead of being extremely busy, let me work on those. There are two kinds of work. One are result-oriented tasks, one are non-result-oriented tasks. I had been busy always on non-result-oriented tasks, but now I'm busy only on result-oriented tasks. What means the result-oriented task? First, to bring the money to the company. Second, compliance, where the legalities are, and so on. Number three, bringing the beautiful people in your team. Do not build a business. My last advice, do not build a business, build a team. If you build a team, you will build a business. When I started home doctor service, just for example, I had one doctor, and doctor's name was Dr. Chetan, and his wife was Dr. Preeti, and they were living in Tasmania. And it was very, very major issue in medical industries, to shortage of doctors. To find doctors was not easy. And they were living in Tasmania. They said they will come in 3 months' time in Brisbane. I rang them. I said, is that possible? Next week I can come at any time. We can have a dinner together in Launceston. They agreed. And next week I went and we had a dinner together. And we had a nice chat and I became proactive. It was a result-oriented task. And they worked for me for a few years as doctor. And one day, I received one email from Rotorua in New Zealand, and he had fully registration of APRA registration, of Australian APRA registration, so that doctor could work in Australia. And he said he's coming in December holiday in Brisbane, and he can meet with me. I said, is that okay if I next weekend come and see you in Rotorua, have a dinner together? He given me the time, and next week, I went there and we signed the contract. Cutting the long story short, within 2 months, he started working. So that's what result-oriented task means. You have to get onto it without ifs or buts, straight into it. And you need to understand, differentiate what is a result-oriented task and what is not. And usually I had been busy before, which was not result-oriented task, but now I'm more busy in result-oriented tasks. I like to advise you, if you want to be successful in business, spend your time and energy and full power on result-oriented tasks. Lots of business people, they make major mistake. They waste themselves into operations. To me, business have two parts. One, bringing money to the company, and second is operations. They spend 90% times in operations and less than 10% time in bringing money to the company. Guys, 90% time should spend to bring the money to the company. That's a result-oriented task. The money will come to the company. Operations, you keep doing the operations slowly, slowly, and spend less time in operations. And when you have, if the more money comes, then you delegate that job, operations, to other person. So money can fix you lots of issues in business. So to me, the major result-oriented task is money and getting the right staff. And lots of time, I even myself confused. Money is more important, the right staff is important. When I did my research, then according to my point of view, right staff is more important than money. Because if you have right staff, they can generate funds. So get the right staff and money, full focus on that one. If you want to expand your business, you want to go to the next level of the business, no way in the world you cannot do it unless you delegate your job with check and balance and delegate the job to those who have the ability to perform that job. I'm recapping again, spend time in money generation first and not in operations less.
Listen, building a business isn't about luck. It's about having the right blueprint. I have spent years scaling many companies into a multi-million dollar empire, and I have put everything I have learned into my latest book, 8 Pillars of Business Success. It is the exact framework I use to build, grow, and dominate in business. If you want real strategies that actually work, this book is your recipe. Everything you need to grow is one click away. Get your copy now through the link in the show notes. Back to the episode.
Multiple tasking is only good when you do physical work. When you do something to do with brain, something to do with thinking, no multiple tasking. Multitasking is good in the kitchen. Multiple tasking is very good when you're managing your paperwork and filing and so on. When you're planning, serious planning, multitasking is no good. Multitasking means your brain is going there and there and there and there and there and there. No, multitasking is no good if you do something to do thinking work, something to with intelligent work, something about the project management work. You need to full focused. Multitasking is no good when you do anything to do with brain and thinking and making a plan and thinking. Yes, multiple tasking is good when you're driving and in the kitchen. So do not do multitasking when you serious plan something. This is, I strongly believe. And when you meet somebody, potential client, potential customer, do not look at your mobile. This is, you are insulting the other person. Throw a mobile in the freezer maybe at that period of time. When you try to make money, when you try to full focus on client, and don't talk too much to your client. Let them listen. Let them listen. And do not try to sell it. Do not hard sell her. No. Try to build relationship. Build a rapport. Build a networking. When you build a relationship, usually it takes you approximately 8 meetings to build a relationship. Sometimes love at first sight is possible. Sometimes less than 8 meetings. But once you build a trust, you can ask the person, would you like to marry me? Selling is a very small thing, guys. Build. If you try to sell, you will have no relationship and no sale. But if you try to build relationship, you will have relationship and you will have sale as well. Once you sold something to someone, for existing clients, try to retain them. Not only retain them, try to make them your marketing managers. That's only possible if you have good relationship with them. Wonderful relationship with them. Look after them. Some business people, what they do, they get the one client, they go for the second client. They don't give a damn about the first client. No, it's a big mistake. Full focus, the client, you got it already. If you full focus on that, you want that client to become your referral. You want that client to become your marketing manager, unpaid marketing manager. But that's only possible how you treat them with respect, care, and appreciate. That have to be genuine respect, care, and appreciate, not just to get the money, not just to have a sale. No, have to be genuine, coming from the heart. Same respect, care, and appreciation you give to your family members. Same respect, care, and appreciation you give to your clients. Somebody asked me the other day, which is more important, your blood family or your office family and business family? I said 50-50. And then they said, okay, if you give one mark, to who more you give? I said, to my business family. They said, how come? I said, blood family is enjoying because of business family. Plus, I'm spending more time with my business family. Plus, you have to give them respect, care, appreciate, reward, and that what you give, you get back. When I talk about AM planning and PM achievement and other things, I get lots of emails and messages, people who have implemented. Just before Christmas, I remember that I physically, there was a group of unemployed people. They invited me to talk about my life and give them some advice. So I spoke a few things. And the person who conducted the workshop in Sydney, and later on he texted me, he said he implemented AM planning and PM achievement. It's unbelievable results we are getting. By the way, in our company, we are using this one. AM planning, PM achievement. All of our salespeople, we do not call it salespeople, we call it CEMs, the community engagement managers. And they are basically marketing managers. We call it community engagement managers. They do AM planning and PM achievement. And we have asked them to do 2 meetings a day on a daily basis. So with the potential clients. So we are achieving this one. It's wonderful. And since we have implemented this AM planning and PM achievement, we are very happy and results are unbelievable. And it's not long stories, just very simple thing. Plan in the morning in 1 line, a 2 line, a 3 line, a 4 line, what you are going to do it today. And at the afternoon, at nighttime, at 5 o'clock, or whatever the time is, say you have achieved or not. Simple as that, on a daily basis. And that AM planning and PM achievement have to be on to bring the money to the company. You will find me repetition about money side of it. Because the business have failed because of lack of money. Business have failed because of lack of having the right staff. You will find me many times a repetition. Repetition is the mother of skill. I'm going to keep doing until you start 5 a.m. planning and PM achievement. I'm going to keep on repeating. You're going to get bored of me. So why, you heard me saying this one before, 5 a.m. planning and PM achievement? Yes. Until you implement, I'm going to keep on saying, yes, do it. And your problem will be fixed. Your problem is my problem. And right now I'm sharing my success to you free of charge. Do it. And my reward will be, if you got successful, I'll be happy. God bless you and your family. Guys and beautiful people. The people had been coming to us, so-called marketing gurus, and lots of experience with the marketing. And we given them chance to bring something on the table. Can I tell you, honestly, they could not bring the results, what we expected. But as soon as we said this very simple thing, kindly plan in the morning to target your clients, and at the end of the day, write down whether you have achieved or not. It's that simple. And we said, kindly have 2 meetings a daily basis. They 40 a month, 80 in 2 months, 120 in 3 months. When you're meeting face-to-face, 120 meetings face-to-face to get the potential clients. If you keep doing on a daily basis, consistently, you will not be able to handle work after 3 months. I have the experience, you will not be able to handle your work. It's impossible not to be successful as long as you do 10 meetings per week to with your potential clients. Say, if you can't make a meeting, why not just go and meet anyway without making an appointment to your potential clients? Take a chance. Get out of your comfort zone. Comfort zone is equal to dead, is equal to coffin. I would say comfort zone is equal to coffin. If you want to get out of your coffin, you can do something. Otherwise, you know that who is in the coffins. That business people will be in the coffin who do not get out of their comfort zone. And out of getting comfort zone, the main thing is do 2 meetings a day with your potential clients. Or any business you belong to. You might have to have 10 meetings. You might have to have no meetings. But you do some actions on a daily basis to get clients. It can be 2 meetings, it can be anything else. Whatever the action to do to close the deals, to get the clients, do on a daily basis. That's it. We have done it. We revolutionized our company. AM planning and PM achievement, we have revolutionized our company. We have won in Australia, according to Australian Financial Review. We are 100 fast-growing companies in Australia. We are number 14th in there. Only because of AM planning, PM achievement. I'm sharing this knowledge to you free of charge, without any cost to you. But I like to reward for that one. I want you to pay me. And my payment will be, if you're successful, if I know you are successful, I'm happy, I'll be dancing, I'll be happy. At least you got a few things from my talk. If your day is packed, but you are not making money or moving forward, you're doing it wrong. Productivity isn't about being busy. It's about getting results. Now, go plan your day the right way, and I will see you next time. Thanks for tuning into Zafrology. If you found value in this episode, the best way to support the show is by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. For more content, find me on all social media platforms or visit zafarkhan.com. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep smiling. I'll see you in the next episode.